Yeah, I'd like to think I wasn't grandfathered in, but yeah, hopefully I earned my way here. But no, yeah, it is special, the family I come from, and you know, relationships I have with my dad and cousins and brothers, all the people have gone through this process. So that's real special and something, you know, I can look to them, you know, to ask, you know, what it was like, what their experience with it was. So far it's been good. I've enjoyed it. Not too much, you know, just trying to go out there and do the best I can. Really just go out, just keep doing what I've been doing, working hard, doing things the right way. One thing my dad's always tried to reiterate with me is if you go out and work hard and do things the right way and put your full effort in, you know, you'll get the results you want. So that's something I've always tried to do and just trying to keep it up now. I think one of the biggest things was the opportunity to play with my younger brother. He started at center for us last year, and you know, that was something, you know, you can never do again, really. It was an opportunity I didn't want to pass up. I have a great relationship with him. And just being able to do that and, you know, live with him and spend the year with him in college, you know, playing together, starting on the offensive line, that's something real special, something I'll always remember. I mean, we played in a pretty good conference, so we played a lot of pretty good ones. I mean, anytime you play Alabama, LSU, Missouri, you know, all those teams, a bunch of good players. Yeah, I mean, I thought Coney Ealy was really good at Missouri. He was a really good player, yeah.
North Dakota State Will Williams.
Real aggressive, big and strong, you know, mixed up his pass rush moves real well. Was real aggressive, also coming off the ball in the run game, good with his hands, all that stuff. You know, he did a really good job of that. Really, guys that mix it up well are, you know, always the toughest ones to go against, and he did a really good job of that. Yeah, it's definitely different, you know. Ever since Johnny took over, you know, I've been answering this question a lot, but you really never know what to expect. He's all over the place. But at the same time, you got to take what comes with it because, you know, the guy makes plays. He's proved it game after game. So, like I said, I'm just trying to go out there and give him time and let him do what he does.
What kind of teammate is Johnny? And you just talk about him being a me-first guy.
Is that
Notre Dame tackle?
No, I don't consider him a me-first guy at all. My whole experience with him and having him as a quarterback was nothing but good things. You know, when he was out on the field, he was just a tremendous competitor, great leader, you know, someone that I love playing for. And, yeah, I was glad to have him as my quarterback.